With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically. I'm Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and you guys know I am tickled pink to have you all join us. I'm grateful for the time that you take to listen or to watch the podcast. So do me a favor and give yourself a big hug. A quick reminder, remember we're changing our format by shortening the discussion to only two guests so that we can discuss more topics. In our new format, our guests each will speak about 20 minutes and maybe more, a little less, shortening each episode, but still giving you juicy information and explosive value, right? So today's topic is one that might surprise you: solitude. We live in a world where constant connection is at our fingertips. Noise, distraction everywhere. But what if I told you that the real power lies in being alone? In this episode, we're going to explore the science of solitude and how embracing alone time can unlock incredible personal growth, clarity, and empowerment. We've been conditioned to think that being alone is something to avoid, that it means we're isolated or lonely. But solitude is actually a gift. It gives us space to hear our own thoughts, tap into our creativity, and reconnect with ourselves on a deeper level. In fact, many of history's greatest thinkers, artists, and innovators have credited solitude as the source of their most profound insight. So why is this important? I know you guys are thinking that, because here's the thing, being comfortable in solitude is one of the most powerful tools for self-discovery and personal transformation. It allows us to disconnect from external noise, tune into our intuition, and find clarity about our path. Today, we'll explore not just emotional benefits, but also some science behind why spending time alone is crucial for our mental health and well-being. So let me just share. I just want to be totally transparent. Solitude didn't always come easy for me, not at all. Nor did being still, nor sitting still. I was always doing things. I was always being busy. I would fill every moment of my day with distractions, with people, because the idea of being alone felt weird for me. I was truly uncomfortable with being with me, with being with myself. But once I learned how to connect with my inner self, I began to lean in, and I fell madly in love with me. And so I realized how much power there is in solitude. It became a time for reflection for me, for creativity and personal growth. And I want you to experience that too. So I'm excited to have two amazing guests on the show today who will share their personal journeys of embracing solitude and the transformative effect it has had on their lives. They learned to harness the power of being alone, and they are here to show you how you can too. So our guests, they both had done extensive work on themselves, helping them to get clear on the science behind solitude, what it looks like for them, and how it serves them. The importance of creating time for ourselves in today's busy world is crucial, and both of our guests will provide value so you too can lean in into you. Our first amazing guest, oh my goodness, our first amazing guest, she stands at the forefront of brand evolution, merging visionary strategy with tangible results. As the architect behind Trace Brand Building and Brand Spanking Marketing, her journey is a testament to resilience, strategic acumen, and an unyielding commitment to excellence, that is, with roots deeply planted in the corporate spheres of Nestle and Bristol-Myers Squibb. Her career, spanning over two decades, has been defined by her role as a catalyst for marketing innovation across global brands, in recognizing a void in the market for marketing services that blend personalized attention with premier design and brand development, our guest ventured into entrepreneurship. Her decision was not just a leap of faith, but a strategic maneuver to fill this gap, leveraging her profound industry insight and visionary outlook. The transition from South Africa to Denver, Colorado in July 2021 marked a pivotal chapter in her narrative. Moving amidst the uncertainties of COVID-19 with her husband and son presented a monumental challenge and an opportunity for growth. Despite the daunting task of recalibrating her life work against a starkly different economic backdrop, her resilience shone brightly with only a single acquaintance in the United States. She has since propelled her business to commemorable heights, redefining luxury lifestyle branding with notable projects, including Cherry Creek Chamber of Commerce and the Cherry Creek Alliance. Her influence extends beyond her business achievements. Her role as a marketing consultant for the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce and her board position with the Cherry Creek Chamber of Commerce and EOA underline her commitment to fostering entrepreneur success. Through EOA, she dedicates herself to guiding entrepreneurs past the elusive $1 million threshold, embodying her belief in scaling business to their full potential. At the heart of her philosophy is the conviction that attitudes equal altitudes. This principle encapsulates her journey, a narrative of dreaming, daring, and doing despite life's unpredictability. Her story, it's not just about achieving professional success. It's about manifesting one's aspiration into reality, underscored by the courage to navigate through life's unforeseen challenges. She is more than a marketing maven. She is a beacon of hope and inspiration for aspiring entrepreneurs worldwide, demonstrating that any dream is within reach with the right attitude. Please help me welcome Tracy Felicidad Jones to Yay You Podcast. Yay! Welcome, 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 welcome. It's so good to have you here, my love. Thank you, Tracy, for being here today. Thank you so much for saying yes. And like I said, it was a short notice because I wanted to record this really, really quick and get it off my plate. So I am so grateful. But before we jump into the topic at hand, Because I love meeting people and it was a pleasure to meet you, I would love for you to share how we met, how the two of us met. So please, please share.
Hi, Dr. Kim. Thank you for having me. It's great to see you again. We met in New York City quite recently. We were at the Women's Capital Summit in New York City, and we just met there, and it was a wonderful time, and we ended up going for dinner and chatting and with a group of fabulous women, and ended up dancing the night away, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a phenomenal time just to connect with people who are authentic and clear and sure of who they are, and they didn't show up in any pretense or anything like that. You were just, we all was just being ourselves, and this was our first time meeting one another. And so it was a fabulous time. So I just wanted our listeners to hear how we met. So let's jump into the topic at hand. There are many studies that speak to the effect of solitude on the brain. They're out there, right? You can just Google and you'll find something. But we want to keep it real and we want to put it in layman's terms. So can you tell us a bit about what happens when we spend time alone and how it benefits us? And when you spend time alone and how it benefits you?
Sure thing. I think it's a very interesting topic. Like you, I am very much a busy go-getter, outgoing. I'm the sales engine for our business. And you always are on and busy and frenetic and doing things. And what I've realized since moving to the US, which has now been just over 3 years, is really the magic seems to happen when you actually just take a step back. And it gives you time to reflect and analyze and really understand what's important in life, because are you just chasing things for the sake of chasing things, or what's really going to move the needle? I've always been a naturally very optimistic person. I grew up in a very happy and optimistic environment. So, but in the last, I would say 18 months, I've been doing a lot of quantum thinking and working with various parts of my business where it's all about looking, where do you want to go? What is your purpose in life? And how do you get there? And a lot of that only really happens if you can press pause and kind of write things down, look at where you want to go, and kind of have your aspirations in your mind. And you can only really get those if you can be quiet and take time to think, because that's when your subconscious actually makes the magic happen. And that can't be doing its magic when you are overpowering it with busyness, so to speak.
Busy being busy, being busy being busy, being busy being busy. I say that all the time, just busy. And like I shared, that was me, just being busy. And so I agree, it's just learning how, for me, it was learning how to stop. I didn't know how to do that, but I have it down. Like, I have it down now. And so with that, many people associate being alone with loneliness or isolation. How do you explain the difference between the two, loneliness and isolation, and why is solitude so essential?
I would say solitude is a choice. It's a choice that you want to make because you're comfortable in your own skin. You're comfortable going to a restaurant on your own. Or when we were in New York, I ended up meeting another woman from a previous networking business, and we ended up going for a picnic in Bryant Park, and she went off one direction at the end and I just sat there on my own, and it was amazing. And it's just about being comfortable, and you don't have to prove anything. And I think when you're comfortable in who you are and what you are or where you are in your life, you don't mind being alone at all. I think loneliness, I think that's when you desire to be around people all the time, because you feel like maybe they're going to complete something that you, or there's a missing part of you. And I find that that's very, very different. I would say that don't be scared of being alone. It's not a sign of being lonely at all. I think that's when you really start understanding your own mind and your own person in full detail, so to speak. And that can really only happen when you can be still.
Absolutely. So share with us some personal experiences about a moment in your life where solitude, being alone, helped you to overcome a challenge or challenges or gain clarity on your path or on your purpose.
Okay. So I think a lot of the time you have these challenges that come across your path. We had a particular time where we're trying to grow the business. Do we go one route? Do we go another route? What do we do? I have a business in Africa. Do we keep looking for clients in South Africa, or do we keep South Africa as the fulfillment arm of the business? So these are kind of big decisions that you need to make, because where are you going to be spending your energy and your resources? And I spend quite a bit of time reflecting and just being still. So going on walks or going to the gym, or I'm lucky to live in beautiful Colorado. So when you are skiing or just spending time outside in nature, you get to really get creative, and those answers start coming to you because you're being still, so to speak. It doesn't mean you're just lying down. It just means that you're not thinking overly about any problem. It just, you're letting your subconscious kind of come up with solutions. So there's been a lot of instances where, you know, they always say you have your great idea when you're in the shower, or you exercising, or you're doing something out of the ordinary. And it's true, because it's really, you're allowing your body to reset and the subconscious to kind of take over. So whenever there's been a challenge, I do kind of, it might sound a bit strange, but I will kind of think about the challenge before going to bed. And often in the morning, and when I wake up, there will be fresh ideas about something that I've been trying to get an answer to. So it's just letting the subconscious kind of take over and bring you some fresh thinking.
While you're resting, right? Like it's you're resting, and then it shows up in the morning. So, no, I love that. So for someone who is always surrounded by people, like I used to be, or distractions, how can they begin to create space for solitude in their daily life?
I would say try and make it a habit. So before you go to bed or first thing in the morning, get a journal and write down three things. Like, what are you grateful for today? Because being grateful brings a lot of fresh thinking. It makes you think about everything that you might take for granted. And anything as small as small things are actually the big things. So don't think anything's too small to note it and be grateful for it. And then any challenges that you might be having, write them down. Any thoughts that come to mind, write them down. And you'll start seeing, as you show a lot more gratitude, you'll start seeing that a lot of your dreams and aspirations kind of start becoming fulfilled. And it's because you're becoming more centered and more focused on where you want to go in life. And because you've written them down, it's giving your brain something to focus on and something to action and put into action. So I would say, just be still and try and create a routine before bed or as you wake up in the morning. And it's a good way to kind of start. That's what I would do.
Awesome. 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 Okay. And so what I wanted to ask you now is a takeaway. So as we sum up our conversation, I want you to share if there's one thing listeners can take away from this conversation about solitude, what would it be? One, I want you to share that with me. And then what I want you to do as well is I want you to share with our listeners, how can they connect with you, right? Let them know if they want to reach out because of something that you said, I'm quite sure inspired them, motivated them. And if they want to reach out to you just to say thank you, how can they connect with you? So the first I ask you is, what is the one thing that they can take away from the conversation about solitude? And then how can they connect with you?
Sure thing. So the one takeaway on solitude is to embrace it. Don't feel like you need to be around people all the time to be complete or to be whole as a person. Enjoy being authentically you, really, and enjoy just the peace and just enjoy spending time in your own skin, because that's really where the magic happens. And that's where you know, you can really get the answer to all of your questions and your thoughts by just being still. So don't feel like being lonely or being on your own is being lonely. It's not at all. It's actually, it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. And then if people want to reach out to me, I have a business called tracebrandbuilding.com. We're a branding agency. You can check me out on Facebook under Tracy Facebook or Tracy Felicidad Jones or LinkedIn, Tracy Felicidad Jones. And my email is tracy@tracebrandbuilding.com. I'm happy to answer any questions and reach out if you would like to get to know me better or if you have any other further questions.
Awesome. You have been spectacular. And I am totally, totally grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes to being on our podcast today and sharing about, you know, from your position, the science and solitude, the science of solitude and the power of being alone. For you, I want to say again, thank you. What a blessing you are. And it is so, I'm so honored that you're here. Thank you for sharing your gifts and your talents. And not to say don't, but rest assured, you will have multiple invitations back that you can count on.
Thanks, Dr. Kim. Have a great day.
You're welcome. What an eye-opening episode. We often avoid being alone because we're afraid of what we might find in the silence. But solitude isn't about being lonely. It's about reconnecting with ourselves, going into that innermost place within you, within me. As both of our guests shared, spending time alone is one of the most powerful ways to tap into your creativity, to find clarity, and truly embrace who you are. Period. So if there's one thing I hope you take away from today, it's that solitude is a tool, not a punishment. It's an opportunity to disconnect from external pressures. Put down your phones, turn off the TV, unplug the radio for those who still listen to that. Put a stop to all of the distractions and reconnect with your true self. I'm encouraging you. No, I'm challenging you to make time for solitude in your life. Whether it's taking a walk, like Kate said, meditating, or simply sitting quietly with your thoughts. Do this, and solitude and the power of being alone will definitely, definitely serve you to no end. I promise. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who you know could benefit from it. And don't forget, subscribe. Subscribe to You Are You Unapologetically for more inspiring conversations. You guys know, with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, what we do, we push this away or we dumb down, we hide from reality, and we just go with the flow. But I need you to know you are you, unapologetically, and that means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Because like I say it all the time, people are going to talk. They're going to talk about you. They're going to do it behind your back. They're going to do it in your face. But nevertheless, let them talk. Because you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and to think little of yourself. When you show up without pretense or hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't dim your light. They can't touch you. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light, to share it, and to help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Join me here in a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about being you. Because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you. No one, I said, and I mean it. Thanks so much for checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for being here today, for you guys keep trusting me to bring you valuable information. Looking forward to seeing you next time on Yay You. And remember, there's power in being alone. It's where your true self can emerge. See you next time. Ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. So that was such a fascinating conversation we had with Tracy. I enjoyed it, and I hope you guys did as well. Because it's clear that solitude is about more than just being alone. It's a powerful tool for personal growth and mental clarity. Now, we're bringing in our second guest. Come on, y'all. We have, who has a unique perspective on the creative and emotional benefits of embracing solitude. So allow me to share with you why our second guest is just as amazing as our first. Our next guest is the CEO and founder of Prelude Solutions, a woman-owned technology consulting firm established in 2016 with a master's degree from Villanova University and a bachelor's degree from Wilkes University. She combines her expertise in business and human relations to lead her company to success. Under her leadership, Prelude Solution has been WeBank certified for 6 consecutive years and has achieved significant milestones in technology cost reduction for clients. She has received numerous accolades, including the Titan 100 CEO Award for 2 consecutive years. Prelude Solution has been recognized as one of the Inc. 5000's fastest growing private companies. Philadelphia Business Journal's Best Place to Work for 2 years in a row. Philadelphia's 100 Fastest Growing Company for the 5th year in a row. As well as a Philadelphia Business Journal's Philly's Fast 50 Company. She is passionate about women's history, advocacy, and diversity, and actively support various nonprofit organizations and women-led initiatives. She is a member of the Philadelphia Titan 100 community and serves on several boards promoting philanthropy and community engagement. She's definitely used solitude as a way to fuel her creativity and personal transformation. And today, she will share how spending intentional time alone can be a source of power and inspiration. Please, 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 please help me to welcome Kate Heeman to our podcast, to Yay You. Welcome, Kate. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So happy to be here. So happy to be here, Kim.
So happy to have you. So before we jump into the scrumptious tidbits that you have prepared for our listeners, I would love for you to take a moment and please share with them how we met.
Wonderful. Well, we just met recently, and it was a fabulous interaction because we got to meet at the Women's Capital Summit in New York City. And you were talking to one of my colleagues, and we were just running around. I was making dinner reservations for a bunch of people. And I said, "Would you like to join us?" And you said, "Absolutely. Received." Exactly. And that was the beginning of a great relationship and friendship. And we spent the entire night together.
We did. And it was Fabulous. I loved it. I loved it so much. And how we just gelled, right? Not only you and I, but everyone there as well. It was fantastic. And but you were the one that you knew the restaurant, you knew where else we were going. And so it was such an amazing time. And I'm so grateful that you invited me. And I want to thank you so much for saying yes to being on my podcast, this podcast as well. I truly appreciate you.
Oh,
so
excited
much
to be here. Excited so, to be here.
Thank you. How about we get this party started, right?
Let's go.
Let's go. So we know people struggle in general with life, but we also know people struggle with solitude, being alone with themselves, point blank. Solitude is not easy. Please share how solitude plays a role in your creative process and your creative process. And can you be, are there specific moments where being alone led to breakthroughs? I know this is a two-part question. So how does it play? And then give me some specifics.
Okay. I use solidarity, if you will, for specifically in order to strategize. So I will take a problem that I have, you know, in the near future. It could even be as simple as how to respond to an email, a difficult email, or how do I want to position our company in this situation? I take that time all, I mean, I probably, and when I do it, I tend to do it early in the morning or in at the end of the evening. So it's on my mind, it's in my head, and I think about how to position it. It usually works better very early in the morning because I've thought about it probably the night before and I've slept on it, and then I make it perfect by the time the morning comes. So that's what I really use that solidarity, that time to do. It's really to work out the tough situations that I have in the business. And it can be anywhere from, you know, internal, it could be external, it could be sales related, it could be what do we do strategically, how to position our organization in this sale. So it's really, that's my favorite way to use it. And there's other ways too, but that's, I've noticed that that's where I'm actually in awe sometimes. I was like, oh, that was really good.
I get that. And in that quiet time, when you remove all the distractions and you're just being still and you're listening, you can hear clearly. And so, yeah, so I get it when you're like, oh, wow, that came through me. Yeah. And so that talked about like I was asking some breakthroughs, right? So a specific moment alone that led through a breakthrough. So share a little bit about that, where you had to think about something and you got it.
Yeah, I would say there was a breakthrough when I was thinking about how to best position our organization in a sales area. So we were coming in from a technology expense management area, and I was thinking, how can we best position ourselves so that we can bring our professional services forward? Where can we show to the prospect that we are, that they really do need us? I came up with 3 points, like, right, like I'm sitting there in the morning, just kind of like, it's almost like meditation, but it's just sitting silently, and I'm thinking over it and thinking over it over and over again in my mind. And I came up with these three great ideas, how to position, like, we make TEMS work better, and this is how we do it. And that was a big breakthrough. And not only was it a breakthrough, so much that now we positioned our company as a TEM advocate, and we've changed all of our marketing. That's as much of a breakthrough it is. And it's now we're seeing that not only do that the software platforms that we, you know, bridge that gap for the software platform and our clients, they're all excited about having us work with us, having us bring on board. And then the client is now seeing that excitement too. So it's been a huge breakthrough for us, and it's actually developed an entire new area of sales for our company.
Let's talk about overcoming the fear of being alone. So we know many people feel uneasy or uncomfortable in their own skin, let alone in their own company, right? By themselves. So how did you learn to embrace solitude or solidarity? And what advice would you give to someone who is afraid of being alone by themselves. You know, they're just afraid.
Yep. I would say trust yourself. Trust yourself. So trust yourself sitting alone, thinking, strategizing, whether you're, whether you write it down afterwards, trust yourself and test that on whomever it is that you may want to, you know, embrace or I would say talk to about, here's my idea. And I would say, you know, test it and then you can trust it. And then once you realize that people are going to say, that's a really good idea, right? Then you have that evidence that, oh my gosh, this is working. So give it a whirl, trust yourself, test it out. And then you have proof and the proof is right there. And then once you have evidence that it was working, then you're going to be able to do it over and over again.
Awesome. And so it's like step off the edge or get out of your comfort zone and just test it. And don't be afraid because, you know, you have people don't, you know, afraid to go in, right? But you're saying, hey, you got to go in, test it and go from there. All right. So how about practices? Do you have any practical advice? Not advice, I'm sorry. Practices or routines that you do that make the most of your time?
Yes. So this is something actually our head of people empowerment taught us to do is to take a break. So let's just say you have a challenging or something's weighing on your mind or you want to strategize or something's like, this doesn't sit right. You know how that feels, like that gut feeling when it's not sitting right. Get up from wherever you are. Take, you know, get rid of any devices, get rid of everything and take a walk. Take a walk. You know, the 20-20-20 rule is to, like, you know, look away, like, look, just make sure that you're leaving. And I say 20-20-20 minute rule. I say 20 minutes, not 20 seconds. No, seriously, it is probably one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself. It's just, you know, I always trust that the answers will come. I say, that's one of my favorite sayings. I say that maybe you don't have the answers now, the answers will come. They always do. They always do. The answers will come. And I say that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's the universe. The answers will come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love, you know, taking walks. I call them like Sabbath walks, right? Where it's solitude. I don't wear earbuds or anything. I just walk and I want to listen to nature. And it does. You'll be surprised. So you're a busy lady. I know you are, running a phenomenal company as the CEO. And I know solitude is important, but so are relationships and communities. How do you find balance between spending time alone with yourself and staying connected with others?
You know, I don't think I have mastered a balance there yet. I don't think I think that I can and should spend more time alone. So I have not arrived. And it's something that I really want to strive to do more is that time alone. I'm still working on that, but And because I am the CEO, I do tend to be I'm the number one salesperson for the whole company. So I am out networking and connecting and always around people. So that's why solitude and time alone is so precious. It is so, so precious, especially when you're always having people coming at you. And
I appreciate your transparency and you saying, you know what, I'm not quite there yet with the balance thing because, you know, it's showing your authenticity as well, because we're not all there. We haven't checked all the boxes, you know, and so, but yet we're sharing where we are now so that we can serve serve people, not where we want them to get or be. Serve them from where they are right now. So I truly, truly appreciate that. So to sum up our conversation, or not to sum it up, to bring it to a close, what I would love for you to do at this moment is to share a takeaway. What is maybe like a one piece advice, or what is some advice that you can give to our listeners who want to embrace solitude, but don't know how or where to start?
Trust yourself. The answers will come. Take something that's weighing on you. Think about it the night before. When you wake up in the morning, go back to that and you will be surprised. And I would like you all listeners to test this. Be surprised when you wake up in the morning and you rework that same issue, what will come out of that? Because I guarantee you, you will have the answers.
And so now, because you have given us some scrumptious things to nibble on, I would love for you to share with our listeners, how can they connect with you? How can they reach out if at all, like, if feel free to share whatever you're comfortable with sharing, your website, your email, LinkedIn, whatever it is, please share.
Yep. I am very active on LinkedIn. We're very active on LinkedIn. I check that every night also before I go to bed, right? So please go to my LinkedIn. It's Kate Heeman. I have it right up here on the screen. And I would be happy to connect with anybody through that. And I'm very approachable. Love to see if I can help out or if I can learn from any of our listeners as well. I like to hear your opinions on what do you do to find solidarity and clarity, if you will, and those answers that will come.
Absolutely. See, you have been a phenomenal guest. Thank you so much for the short notice of and the yes in the short period of time. Thank you so much for working with me. I truly appreciate you and look forward to bringing you back.
Wonderful. Can't wait. Can't wait, Dr. Kim.
You're welcome, Kate. Thank you again. And again, I'm honored to know you and thanks for sharing your gifts. What an eye-opening episode. We often avoid being alone because we're afraid of what we might find in the silence. But solitude isn't about being lonely. It's about reconnecting with ourselves, going into that innermost place within you, within me. As both of our guests shared, spending time alone is one of the most powerful ways to tap into your creativity, to find clarity, and truly embrace who you are. Period. So if there's one thing I hope you take away from today, it's that solitude is a tool, not a punishment. It's an opportunity to disconnect from external pressures. Put down your phones, turn off the TV, unplug the radio for those who still listen to that. Put a stop to all of the distractions and reconnect with your true self. I'm encouraging you. No, I'm challenging you to make time for solitude in your life. Whether it's taking a walk, like Kate said, meditating, or simply sitting quietly with your thoughts. Do this, and solitude and the power of being alone will definitely serve you to no end. I promise. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who you know could benefit from it. And don't forget, subscribe. Subscribe to You Are You Unapologetically for more inspiring conversations. You guys know, with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, what we do, we push this away or we dumb down, we hide from reality, and we just go with the flow. But I need you to know you are you, unapologetically. And that means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Because like I say it all the time, people are going to talk. They're going to talk about you. They're going to do it behind your back. They're going to do it in your face. But nevertheless, let them talk. Because you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and to think little of yourself. When you show up without pretense or hesitation, the world can't dull your glamour. They can't dim your light. They can't touch you. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light, to share it, and to help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Join me here in a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about being you. Because you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you. No one, I said, and I mean it. Thanks so much for checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for being here today, for you guys keep trusting me to bring you valuable information. Looking forward to seeing you next time on Yay You. And remember, there's power in being alone. It's where your true self can emerge. See you next time. Ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.